Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Do you want to continue to be one of those uninformed voters? Uninformed people in this world, then change the channel because they're going to give you information you can work with.
They got human excrement running all around the place.
Your home smells of feces.
Yes.
People peeing in the street.
Ooh, do you smell something?
Needles in the streets.
These are not tears. We are vomiting from our eyes.
And yet, what they're worried about? The words you use to call criminals. Because there's a certain stigma they don't want criminals to have to deal with.
Could we talk about something else?
I'm going to give you information that's going to make you have to make a decision, have to do something about what's going on in this country.
Something resembling anything.
If you want to get involved in the conversation, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Check out my classic podcast. There's so much going on the website, but do something. Get involved.
The Joe Messina Show.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here with the Joe Messina Show. It was a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Look, get involved, get engaged, truly be part of the solution. That's how we all win, right? You know, and seriously, get informed. There's a lot of misinformation, a lot of misinformation going on right now. I know, hey, look, we hit the ground running, so what? Big deal. But there is a lot of misinformation going on right now. You want to make sure you do the best you can do. You make sure you get the information you can get. And I say that because you want to be listening to guys like me or others similar to me. So you're getting real information on a conservative viewpoint of things. Because, man, there's a lot of people that you know as well as I do. There's a lot of people that are not there. Right there. They're playing make-believe, but they're not quite there. Kimberly Marin will join me after the break. She never plays make-believe. Ever, 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 ever. Seriously. I always appreciate when she's on. Joe Biden. God, you know what? Whether you want to say it or not, whether you want to believe it or not, yeah, God bless Joe Biden. God reach Joe Biden. God do something with Joe Biden. Joe Biden's going to go to Israel. Yeah. Has he been to Palestine yet? Or, I'm sorry, excuse me, Palestine, Ohio? Has he been there? Has he walked around in, I mean, are we all set with the people of Hawaii? Did we get them fixed and taken care of? I'm just asking. I'm just trying to find out, right? 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Talk to half a dozen people now that were in Israel, stuck in Israel, when all this was going on. And they said the U.S. response was pretty much non-existent. Yeah, you heard me. From a standpoint of, I'll have them on later on this week, but one person in particular had to be removed by the Canadian government who came in there and got people out. And then you had DeSantis sending people in there to get people out. I mean, sending planes over to get people out. Where were we? Where was Joe Biden? Where was the Biden administration? Can you imagine if this was the Trump administration? They'd probably be counting the Jews in the aisle and saying, yeah, well, the reason that Trump didn't send the planes out was because he's not a friend of the Jewish community, and therefore he didn't want to get them out of Israel. Now, you know that's how it would have gone down. Just, again, just amazing. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I love this. Somebody just sent me this story. I think it's great. You know, more and more, The tables are getting turned. When I say that, I don't, you know, I'm not figuring we're going to be in utopia here in about 30 minutes. But I'm looking at some of the things that are happening now, and they're having to live up to it. They're having to take responsibility for it. You know, I call the Democrat Party the party of non-responsibility. I mean, if you've been listening for any length of time, you know, that's one of my favorite lines. But a CEO defended that Easy Health, David Duell. The CEO defends sharing the list of Harvard students who signed the pro-Palestinian letter. He said they must pay the price. Now, the Dems are outraged that he would do this. Liberals are outraged that he would do something like this. And I'm saying to myself, wait a minute. You guys are constantly wanting to expose and or exposing police officers. Here in California, people who had permits to carry concealed weapons, right? All of a sudden, that was made public. By accident, mind you. This is the same group of people that keep pushing for nonprofits to give up their donor lists. They want to know who they are. And all of a sudden, when it comes to their side of the aisle, keeping their side safe, keeping their side private, we should be busting hump to make sure that happens. I got nothing. I'm always amazed at this stuff. Seriously. Anyway. After his LinkedIn account was allegedly suspended for criticizing pro-Palestinian, Harvard student, Easy Health CEO David Duell explained why this conflict is personal to him. He doubled down on Bill Ackerman's calls not to hire those Ivy League candidates. He said, I'm not surprised my account was taken down for sharing a list of students who were advocating for death and destruction to the Jewish people. Come on, think about that. What if it was the other way around? What would happen? Duell was on the Cavuto Live show on Saturday. He said, we're not talking about arguments over two-state solutions or political divisions of land. We're talking about Hamas. We're talking about, you know, killers. Terrorists whose own character calls for the extermination of Jews. You know what they do? They run around all the time. The Jews have got to go. They can't exist. They're vile. They're nasty. Really? I think the hypocrisy, the lack of moral clarity on campuses with administrators is conscious or subconscious, whatever it is. It is anti-Semitism. He went on to say, and we need to make sure that these students pay the price and that their neighbors, friends, employers know who they are, know who is living next door to them. Oh, I totally agree with them. They're the people that keep calling about transparency. Let's be transparent. Joe Messina, your host. Be back in a few minutes.
Funny, because I'm in the witness protection program. I have too much credit card debt, and I don't want people to find me.
Okay, I'm just kidding. We're going to talk about credit card debt. Right, those plastic things that we all have in our wallet. Are you in your 50s or 60s, and you're still carrying around a mound of credit card debt? Wouldn't it be nice to start banking that money and save a little money for retirement down the road? We help people restructure their credit card debt all the time. We show people how they can get out of credit card debt in months, not years. Listen, you'll be carrying around credit card debt for the rest of your life unless you deal with it right now. We offer a free consultation so you can learn how you can finally wipe out your credit card debt and start saving money. Give us a free call right now.
Call Debt Solutions Network now. Call 800-504-8356. 800-504-8356. That's 800-504-8356.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national health care alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. That's 800-876-4024.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Medicaid and CHIP offer free or low-cost health coverage for children and teens. Hospital and doctor visits, prescriptions, shots, and more are covered. That's peace of mind for parents if a child is sick or gets injured. And parents may now be eligible for Medicaid, too, even if they've applied in the past. Enrollment is always open. Visit InsureKidsNow.gov or call 1-877-KIDS-NOW. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Spouting the silly scientific gibberish. Just translate the foregoing into simple English, if you please.
We are back. Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5562. Look, get involved, get engaged, truly be part of the solution. You want to be part of the solution. No, really, it's so much. I can tell you, it is so much better to be a part of the problem. And you don't want to be. We don't want to be like them. I say it all the time, but I mean it. I don't want to be like them. I don't want to be perceived as them or have the same kind of mindset that they have. No, thank you. Seriously. Anyway, let me remember, because she never liked this. Kimberly Moran joins us, as she does every week. Always appreciate her time with me. Kimberly, how's things going? Didn't you have like an onslaught of these candidates a couple of days ago?
Oh, my God. Yeah, they're all over the place. We're getting a gazillion surveys. I think I got 4 phone calls to answer surveys just this weekend alone.
You do that, though. You answer.
I do all of them. Ugh. Yep. I do.
Something's wrong.
I got another one. I got more today. Then I get them. I get them online. I get them in text. I get. Oh yeah.
Oh.
I answer every single one of them.
Yeah, you should come out here someday because I, you know, you and I get all the time is the Frank Lutz ones.
Oh, really?
I get invited to his house. That's where he has these events, and to answer these questions and stuff, and it's like, no, thank you.
That's funny.
The food's okay, not great, but whatever.
I've gotten one of those before, and I'm like, yeah, probably not appropriate for me, considering I write about politics, so I didn't do it.
Oh, I, you know what? If I was you, I'd go just irritate the crap out of them. Ask, you know, ask questions like Columbo style and watch them trip over themselves, you know?
Right. Yeah, they probably wouldn't like my answers.
Well, the last one I went to with them, they were truly talking about starting a new California type of Republican Party because guys like Mike Huckabee can never win, and we need to really make sure that they don't keep trying to do this to us. I'm listening to these people going, are you for real? You're for freedom, everything, except when it comes to somebody who wants to run for office that you don't agree with.
Right.
You know?
Of course.
Yeah, sick. It's sick. And the people that were there, I think they were just excited to be anywhere, frankly, some of them. You know what I'm saying?
That's so, like funny.
Yeah, I won't talk about it publicly, but, you know, saw you in an interesting costume.
What?
Early Halloween, I guess, or something. We can hit that at another time.
What? My Halloween this past weekend?
Yes. Yeah.
I went as me, Shenanigan Squad. I was celebrating our Irish heritage.
Yeah, see, I wouldn't have fit in at all. Although I could have worn, I didn't need a costume with that one guy whose belly was hanging out from under his shirt. I could have done that without a costume, you know?
And there's plenty of people like that.
God. All right, so I know we'll get to Israel in a minute, but apparently over the weekend, Joe Biden did an interview with 60 Minutes, and when he was pretty much asked, point blank, why would you want to run? I mean, talk about a softball question. Why would you want to run for re-election, you know, given the wars that are going on, the dysfunction in the House, and, you know, why would you want to run again? And Joe kind of talked about, you know, he was the guy that could bring everybody together, and we could succeed in the Middle East and bringing normalization. Well, there was normalization there before you stepped into the platform, buddy. Things were getting better, you know?
Yeah, they were. Even all the COVID stuff was getting better until he got into office.
Well, he talks about all the people that want him to run again, all the people that are pushing him to run again. I'm thinking to myself, have you looked at the polls? Nobody wants you to run. Not even your own people want you to run again.
Right.
It's just amazing. So, he is delusional and or the people are pushing him to stay in and keep running him.
Right. I think it's just they can control him. I think... I don't know. Maybe. I really don't know. I don't know why he ran the first time because he was so terrible. But I think there's so many uneducated, uninformed voters in this country that maybe they still think Joe Biden is this, you know, cool, calm, collected, independent type voice. We all know he's not. He just put all...
He's comatose. He's not cool, collected.
No, he's... Please, do they not see when he gets angry every few seconds when he's giving speeches? He's psychopathic.
Don't you love when he's totally psychopathic. He's yelling at the microphone, but he thinks he's yelling at somebody, and then he gets that whisper thing going on.
Oh, my God, that's what I was just going to say, the whisper thing. The whisper thing is my favorite.
Like nobody's going to hear him, or like it's just you and them, just me and the seven people in the room here, you know?
Right.
Right? And when there's nobody in the room, there's still seven people in the room. You know what I'm saying?
But nobody goes to see him. Unless they're forced to.
But look, the people around him. You got to give it to them, too, because they're the ones keeping this thing going.
That's because they're getting everything they want.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
That's why. the left, Joe Biden has done more for the left than Obama did.
Oh, yeah.
Big time.
Yep.
So, yeah. I mean, if you hate this country and you're leftist, well, yeah, hell yeah, vote for Joe Biden.
I have a friend of mine, an old friend of mine, not that she's old, but we've been friends a long time. She was stuck in Israel through all this, waiting for the Americans to step up and get them out. And she's going to be on with me later on this week after she kind of relaxes for a day or two. But she said
she got back, though?
Yeah. Do you know how she got back?
Herself.
The Canadians?
No, sir.
Yeah. Yeah. The Canadians said that, you know, they would bring on the plane with them American and Canadian citizens. You know, because it's easy for an American to get back over the border, you know, with a driver's license.
Yeah.
And, yeah, she was out there.
You have to have a passport to go to Canada.
You do or do not?
You do.
Since when?
Oh, since, I'm not sure when, but you have to have a passport.
You didn't in the 70s. You had a driver's license.
No, we didn't when I was younger either.
Yeah.
But you have to now.
Wow.
Yep.
Okay, well, there goes so much for trust. Anyway,
right. I'm glad she got out, though.
Oh, we are such, you know, so she got out, she got to Canada, was able to, you know, they got her on another flight, I guess down to where she lives. I won't give it away. I'll let her give it away if she wants to. But she said, look, Joe, the Americans were nowhere to be found. The American consulate, American, did nothing. There was nothing there for us.
Wow.
So,
it's amazing. If you're an American, get yourself out. But if you're a Palestinian from who's in Gaza, we'll just ship you over here.
Yeah.
The American government will pay for terrorists to come here, but they won't pay for Americans to come home. And I'm sorry, I don't give a crap.
No, it's you're exactly right. It's kind of like you're sitting there going, why be a citizen here? Why bother? Anyway,
right.
Got to go for commercial. Be back in a minute. Don't go far.
This is an urgent warning. America is heading for another major financial disaster at an alarming rate. We could see stock prices fall as much as 50%, but this time the crash could be more violent and come faster than you ever imagined. We are Advantage Gold, America's most trusted precious metals company, and we are here to sound the alarm that winter is coming for investors. And now is the time to take actions that may help protect and secure your portfolio with physical precious metals. Want to help protect your hard-earned money before it's too late? Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and request our free gold and silver survival kit today. Mention that you heard us on the radio and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver coins. The number is 800-900-8000. Call now to get your free survival kit and see if you qualify for $1,000 in free silver today.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national health care alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical.
800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. That's 800-876-4024.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News, I'm Dave Collins. In response to the ongoing conflict, the U.S. is arranging for a cruise ship to transport Americans out of Israel. The warship belonging to Royal Caribbean has a capacity of up to 2,500 passengers. Those on board will be transported to the island nation of Cyprus. Texas Governor Abbott is pressuring state lawmakers to pass a plan that would allow parents to use their tax dollars to send their kids to private schools. He says it's a way to stop the woke agenda.
Our schools are for education, not indoctrination.
Speaking at a rally in front of a group of school choice advocates, the governor says that the plan also helps parents escape a situation where their children are being bullied. LinkedIn is set to let go of around 700 employees, primarily affecting the engineering department with additional reductions in finance and human resources. Dave Collins, USA News.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
And that's why yellow makes me sad, I think.
That's interesting. You know what makes me sad?
You do! Maybe we should chug on over to Mamby Pamby Land, where maybe we can find some self-confidence for you, you jackwagon!
We are back. Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. From the land of crazy. I mean, this is truly the land of fruits and nuts. No question about it. You know, you heard that as a kid growing up about, you know, those places. This is it, right here, California. The show originates out of California, and you just, on a regular basis, I got up this morning, I get all these, you know, feeds from different news sources, and there were a couple of them that, you know, I didn't know if you guys know this, but according to my news feeds this morning, religion is dead. No longer exists. Shouldn't exist. If it's not dead, you know, the young people are smart because they're catching on that all religion does is stifle their creativity. And so, you know, it needs to go away because we're all wrong and everybody else is all right. Anyway, Kimberly Moran joins me. She does every week. Always appreciate her time with me. And Kimberly, I know you're not particularly religious, but what I've noticed is almost every one of the left-leaning sites, MSNBC, CNN, ABC, DEFG, all of them, when you look at their websites on a daily basis like I do, there's a massive uptick in negative religion or negative religious stories. And when I say that, I don't mean like they're knocking the religion as much as they're talking about how it's dying, people aren't going anymore, there's no need for it anymore, we're such an enlightened, that's scary. If they think we're enlightened and look and they see what I see, there's a problem. You think religion is dying?
No. Not at all. I think they do that because they only want people to worship the government. They don't want people worshiping anything outside of the government.
Nope.
So no, that's why right. they say nope. those things.
No, I agree with you. I think they have to take a shot at. You have to tear down family. You have to tear yep. down relationships. You have to tear down religion. And then yep. that way there, what's left?
Nothing. Just the government. It's just the government.
It's all on the government.
Destroy society. How do you destroy the society? Killing the family is the first way.
Oh, yeah.
Right?
Yep.
That's a huge thing. Destroying religion so people don't believe in something higher and bigger. That isn't the government. That's another way. Yep. Killing the family is probably the biggest one. But yeah, it's all part of their destruction. It's all intentional. Like, you know, I'm agnostic, so I'm not into religion at all, but I understand the point of it, although I don't understand the point of progressive religious people. I think that's just gross. I think it's, they are literally, they worship progressive politics and not God.
Kimberly, when you look at the reasons why some of these young people turn away from the church or they're turning away from quote unquote God, even as an agnostic person, you have common sense. You're going to roll around and go, they'd say, well, listen, you know, God's not accepting enough. God's, you know, there's too many things I can't do that make me happy. And you're going, all right, even if you want to take it at the premise that this is the creator of the universe, would he not know what's better for your body than you? Would he not know what's better for health reasons, mental and physical, than you? You're not fighting with your dad and mom. You'd be fighting with the creator of the universe. Makes no sense. But they don't think so. They think they know better than the supreme being who created everything. And they'll say that.
That's because, again, you got to remember, people are still completely brainwashed by the media, by everything else. Yep. Our own government tells us, our own government has so screwed up people and how they eat and what they put into their bodies over decades that I don't think there's any time recovering soon. And they're still doing it.
No.
You know what I mean?
No. And look at, you're talking and I'm thinking of idiots and John Fetterman comes to mind. You heard what he said this week, right? About not the, they're not sending the best and the brightest to Congress.
Yes, I did. Unironically, because he doesn't even get that he's one of them.
No, but you know, I said this to somebody the other day, and they thought I wasn't trying to be conspiracy, right? But I said, has anybody noticed, like on that show and a couple of other places, he doesn't stutter at all. Nothing. Speaks, puts the sentences together, doesn't have a problem with them. The only time he seems to have a problem with them is when he's in the Senate.
Huh.
I mean, I'm not suggesting there's five of him running around like everybody else is. But I don't know if they're pumping him up on something like they do Joey B. I mean, I just don't know.
Either that or maybe it's all one big show. Because that's what his whole life has been a joke.
Yes, that's true. That's true. Maybe we're stuck somewhere in the Matrix. You know?
We've been in the Matrix for a very long time.
Oh, no, they'd even throw him out of there, probably. Yeah, no. The computer's heating up. It's overheating. It's trying to keep this guy rolling. Let's get him out of here.
Right?
Yeah. So apparently, Iran, who's not involved in anything, according to them, will get involved if Israel pummels Gaza.
What?
You didn't hear about that? So Iran said that, listen, if Israel goes into Gaza and they try to, you know, wipe it out, that Iran will get involved in the war.
Iran's already involved. What are they talking about?
No kidding, right? So, yeah, but most people don't even know. This is the sad part, because all last week, when I was doing stories on this all week long, even having some young people up and on, I'm like, okay, I'm confused here. These people have no clue as to what Israel is all about, has no clue of how they got the land that they got, has no clue that the Palestinians were not here from the beginning. It's just amazing to me. Well, it's not amazing. I shouldn't say that. It sounds stupid. The ignorance is just ever shining.
So, I never knew about any of that stuff either. I had to do research on it. I had to research years ago. I did research because I didn't understand that whole conflict either.
Right.
But you're right. Nobody's being told the truth. Nobody understands why there's even that conflict. Nobody understands why there's so many Muslims who hate Jews. Nobody understands all of that stuff that's gone on for centuries. Centuries. And no one bothers to explain it to them. You know, they just continue to lie. So it's pretty ridiculous. Yeah. And it just further divides our society. I mean, when I see people cheering on Hamas and the Palestinians, I'm like, wow, you people are real morons.
No. The most moronic thing that I see, you'll get a kick out of this, is the LGBTQ plus 21 banner.
That's the best one. That's the best.
We stand with Palestine. Yeah, why don't you take the banner?
Do you realize all those people would take your head off in about 2 seconds just because you're gay, moron?
Take the banner. Go over there and go ahead and march side by side with them if you can.
Yeah, oh no, they'd be dead first. they'd be dead.
They'd be dead coming off the plane. And those lips would be scraped. But we love you. Why are you doing this? We're on your side.
Oh, yeah. This is what I'm talking about. They lie to people, and people don't bother doing their own research.
I shouldn't be doing this, but it is so, the ignorance is so funny. You know what I'm saying? You just sit there and scratch your head and go, my God, did you ever go to school? Did you have parents at home?
It's intentional ignorance, right? So people are intentionally dumbed down by the media, politicians,
yes,
the powers that be, right? So that's intentional. But at some point, it has to be, it's willful ignorance. Because if you keep hearing the same thing over and over again, you've got to hear some of both sides, right? You can't just hear one side. Maybe you do. Maybe you only hear one side. But on occasion, you might hear something different. That's when you look into stuff to say, oh, wait a minute. You know, that doesn't sound right. That's not what I've been hearing. We're just not teaching people critical thinking.
You're 100% on. I sit there and think to myself, all right, doesn't have to be massively important to me. When I'm hearing that much difference of a story,
right?
That Israel's the occupiers, that it belonged to Palestine, you know, and okay, I got to do my own homework. I can't listen to Fox. I can't listen to Newsweek. I can't listen to CNN. I got to do a little of my own homework.
You have to do historical research, and it is out there. Google and other left-wing places like that make it harder to find, but it does exist, and it is out there.
Well, tell me, I use DuckDuckGo, and what's that other one? Bing.
Bing.
And I do get different titles. I do get for different links. Yep.
Yes, you do.
I'm going to go there. All right, we're going to go for a quick break. People, don't go far. A lot more coming up in just a few minutes.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
It's obvious the unthinkable is happening. With all the recent media distractions, most folks never saw it coming. But a few did. Their guts told them something very wrong was going on. And now the headlines are proving them right. The people in charge keep telling you that everything's fine and to stop noticing. But you know better. Folks are investing in emergency food storage. And you should too. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, are the ones you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells biomass stoves, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, gravity-powered water filters, heirloom seeds, and survival gear that may come in handy soon. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Have you heard the warning from the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, The medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Extend your life with
Extendovite. Everyone around me seems to get sick but me. My brother got the flu twice. My mother was down with some sort of fever. People at work were taking sick days off, and others were just plain tired and run down. And me? Well, I just keep feeling great all the time with Extendovite. My grandfather used to talk about the power of garlic and other herbs he took that kept him healthy. I'm lucky. Extendovite was just what I needed to keep me healthy. And Extendovite is all natural. Extendovite was designed for the heart but does so much more by keeping me healthy all the time. I'll take Extendovite forever. Get your 2-month supply for only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. My name is Rick, and you can be like me just by calling 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Last night never happened, and I'm going to marry him, and you and I are going to take this to our coffin.
I can't do that.
Why not?
I'm in love with you.
Snap out of it!
We are back, my friend.
We really are.
Show us in your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I really appreciate the time you're spending with us on the air. In the chat room, texting, tweeting, and truly being part of the conversation. Let me bring in Kimberly Moran, joins me, as she does every week. Always have a good time with her looking at somebody's stories. They are crazy stories. And the Dems are like, la, 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 everything's fine, everything's wonderful, nothing to worry about. This is how we're going to... Look, Governor Newsom, I started telling you during the break, Kimberly, that he signed a bill that now would allow religious institutions, nonprofit colleges, and so forth, to put housing in their parking. You know those mini homes, those little 200 square foot, 300 square foot homes?
Yep.
Yeah. It'll allow those to be put in virtually without permit. Okay? I mean, nothing can go wrong with that, could it?
I mean, some of those stupid places won't even allow someone to have one in their backyard for their own family.
Yeah. Well, not here. In Los Angeles City proper, the lots are really odd. In the older part of the city, they're very deep, but not very wide.
Yeah.
And so you could put easily 2, maybe even 3 of those in the back of the lot and really never bother the house, you know, the main house.
Right.
So they've allowed those there
years
now. And they were hoping and actually even giving some decent tax breaks to people who would allow homeless people to live in those homes, because that's what you really want, don't you?
Why would you allow some random stranger that's homeless instead of your own family or something?
God.
I can see you having your kids or something. You know what I mean?
Yes.
Ugh.
Yeah, we have these, what are they called? We have carpool, and they have these little parking lots off of some of the off-ramps on the freeways out here. And
yeah,
so what happens is you park your car. Yeah, right, okay.
Yeah, we have those.
Right, okay. But what they did here was they kind of wiped out one on every side. So if there were two, they had one. If there was four, they only have two now. And guess what they put in there? You got it. They put those little, like one bedroom, I think they're like 150 square foot, little units. They got little air conditioners. They got a cot in there, refrigerated, a whole nine yards. State pays for it all. County pays for it all. One bathroom down at the end. Oh, they were all so proud of themselves when they went in. We had pictures and the news was there and everything else. Within 8 months, what do they happen?
They're probably trashed.
They were trashed. Truly trashed.
This is what they don't understand. Have they not learned their lesson from projects?
No.
If you give somebody something for free, they don't care. They take advantage of it. They don't care about it because it's not them working for it. I mean, that's just a common thing. Of course, it's not everybody, but I remember where I grew up originally, there had been a decent-sized housing project. Do you know what they ended up doing? Tearing it down and building it brand new again. It's like, wait a minute, why didn't you just, like, renovate? No, because it was crap. Because people trashed it.
Wow.
I mean, it makes zero sense to me that this is all taxpayer money that's being wasted. And again, not everybody does it. Some people just need that hand up before they can move on to something better. But there's tons of people who live there, live in those kind of places that just trash it and don't care.
No.
Because it's free.
Look at what's happening in the hotel. Look at what's happening all over the place.
Oh, yes. Yep.
Right?
Yep. You come here as an illegal, and the moron politicians are using moron taxpayers, and I'm calling us morons because we're the ones paying for this crap and doing nothing to stop it, give you free hotels and whatever, and you trash them in our country. That tells you everything you need to know about some of these people.
Well, look at Louisiana. I mean, they've gone Republican now. They got a Republican governor. And the Dems are shocked. Like, how could that happen?
They're tired. Have they not been to New Orleans?
That's in Louisiana. Yep.
Believe me, when you go to New Orleans, you don't go out of the French...
you stay close by.
Yeah. The French Quarter, yeah. And even then, when I was in New Orleans... 20-something years ago, there was a gang fight right on Bourbon Street during Mardi Gras.
Yep.
Luckily, it was only with knives and not guns.
You know, it's, like I said, it's amazing to me. Scott Wiener, by the way, put this bill through. And, you know, here's the sex guy. He puts through all kinds of legislation to allow young kids to have sex at any age for any reason, get abortions at any age, any reason. That kind of stuff. He's behind all this garbage. And when you look at this, he says, so here's his mindset. So California is responsible for 30%. We have about 30% of the country's homeless. So the way to fix that is not find ways to get the mental health that they need. Or anything. No. The way to fix that is to give them more places to stay.
Yeah, give them more free. I'm looking at articles right now. Oakland adds $1 million in homelessness funds to fix poor tiny homes that were trashed, because most of the tiny home programs fail. Fail participants. Because you know why? All you're doing is moving them out of a tent and moving them into wooden structure. You're not doing anything to change the behavior of why they're even in the tent in the first place.
God. I'm sorry. I look at this stuff and I read it and I'm thinking to my... Who sat at a table or around a table and said, "Oh, you know what? We can fill up some of those parking spaces around the freeways, and then like even at LAX and places like that, we got so many spaces. we can give up a portion of the parking lot and have these homeless people who obviously have no mental issues whatsoever, we'll give them a place to stay and be warm.
No mental issues, no drug issues. Now the drug dealers are just going to be in parking lots where regular people are trying to park to either go to work or go away. And now cars are going to be broken into and crime is going to increase in those areas.
There's no question about it, and they refuse to look at any of that data. They're not interested in any of it for any reason.
No. You know what? You can't help people if they don't want to help themselves. You can't force them to get help. In some cases, for involuntary admissions, every state has. Yes, you can. But if they don't stay with the program after they're in it, if they can even get in it,
yep,
that you can't help them. And drug addicts, same thing. You can force drug addicts into rehab. I mean, I know people have been in rehabs a gazillion times. They still don't get it. They still don't get help because they choose not to. You can't force people to get help. But in the meantime, you're forcing taxpayers to pay for these people over and over and over and over again. And not only that, but trash our cities, trash our places, and increase crime. Yay! And it's not working. Let's keep doing the same thing over and over for it to not work.
No, I agree with you. It makes for crappy radio, but I do agree with you. I mean, the bottom line is, this is common sense stuff. You don't even have to be a college graduate to figure this stuff out. Just look around what's happening around you, right?
That's exactly it, and people are getting so mad. But it's like, what are you doing about it? You're mad. Get rid of your alderman. Get rid of your mayor. Get rid of the people who are running things that allow this crap to happen and continue to happen. You know, when paths, trails aren't that people usually walk on with their kids aren't safe anymore. That's a problem. They've had homeless people in cemeteries causing issues around here in the cities. It's like, what are you going to do to stop this? They're not doing anything. Nothing.
No. And they're not going to. They need the crisis. You know that as well as I do.
Yeah.
I mean, look, Joe Biden gets up there and he starts talking about all the stuff he's doing, and they clap. Because they have no idea what's truly gone out there. They don't know what real inflation looks like. They don't know what real unemployment looks like. They don't see these cities that are burning down, that they're crapping in the streets with. I really don't believe, look at Kimberly, I don't believe for a minute that sane, and there are some sane Democrats watching these people crap in the street, shooting up needles, are okay with this.
I don't believe that either. I don't believe they are either. I think they just lost control of their party, so they really don't have any way to stop it. Oh, on occasion, you will hear a sane Democrat say something, but they're outnumbered by the lunatics on the left who have taken over their party, and that's the problem. The few sane Democrats that actually are left, the pun was not intended, their voices are squashed. Because you know how the Democrats are. You either do what you're told or you're out.
Yes.
That's how it works.
Well, don't you find it interesting right now, before you've got about a minute left, but I've been watching the breakdown, and I already think Matt Gaetz is an idiot. Sorry. Yeah, no
yes,
plan,
thank
no
you.
Nothing, no backup. Now you've got Jim Jordan in there. And look at what's happening now. Now you've got the Democrats beating him up, claiming that he was part of January 6th, claiming all these things that he was part of. And you're thinking to yourself, oh, right. All of a sudden it comes up. We're going to have a January 6th defense or what have you for the next 20 years now?
Oh, God, yes. Just like they blame Trump still for stuff, even though he hasn't been in office for 3 years. Just like Obama blamed Bush for like 8 years. Yes, that's what Democrats do. You know Democrats, that's how they roll. They blame everybody but themselves.
All right, well, we got to get rolling now. You're going to, look, I always appreciate your time with me. Where do people find you?
GraniteGrotz.com and ConservativeIND on Twitter.
All right, have fun. We'll be back in a little bit. People, don't go far. A lot more with me when we return.
Four 92.